This Week in Wealth is powered by Alpha Wealth Group. If you're serious about retirement and have saved $250,000 or more, call Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino now, 630-934-1855 or alphawealthgroup.com. Alpha Wealth Group, retirement made simple.
This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink. I'm a WGN radio talk show host, a financial journalist, and CEO of Best Money Moves, my financial wellness company.
And I'm Tom Fortino, the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area.
So welcome to December. It's a little chilly outside, and we're now in the last final run-up to the end of the year. So if you want to talk with Tom, ask us a question, give us a call, 630-934-1855, or you can go to alphawealthgroup.com and leave your question or take a look at all the cool information Tom has on the website. So, Tom, December, just about 3 weeks left to get all the money stuff done before the end of the year. I think we have to dig in. We've been promising this the last few weeks. What are the top money moves listeners should do before the end of the year?
Well, you know, this is kind of a good thing, I think, because sometimes we procrastinate. It's human nature. And then you have a deadline, and maybe that will motivate some people. And these are pretty significant moves, quite frankly. When you take a look at December 31st, you have until the end of the year to do a number of things that really can be incredibly, I believe, impactful on your overall plan. One thing certainly is the Roth conversions. And let me make one quick comment. We're going to go through some of these things. We can't hit them all. But I have updated my 2022 end-of-year planning strategies. It covers a lot of things. So for anyone that wants that, we'll get it out to you. So I just want to say that so you can get that and have that in front of you, because we won't be able to cover everything. But
Should they get it from the website, alphawealthgroup.com, or just leave a message there?
They may have to call. I don't know if we've just recently updated it it was approved. So it may or may not be available on the website, but then go to the website and request it, or I'll get it out to them in any way. But it's pretty thorough, and it's got all of these ideas. And again, what's nice about it is you can use it as a checklist and really do these things every year. For example, Roth conversions. You have until the end of the year to take money from, as has been said before, from forever taxed to never taxed. Pay the tax on it once, never pay it again. And so Roth conversions can be done in any amount, in any age, at any time. So if you have $100,000 in an IRA and you want to move every penny before the end of the year, you can. It's a taxable event. What might make more sense is you do $25,000 a year for 4 years, right? So you don't go into higher tax brackets. And now this money is tax-free for the rest of your life. There's no required minimum distributions. It doesn't tax your Social Security, and it goes to your spouse and children tax-free. So Roth conversions are pretty significant. And again, if you don't do it by December 31st, you potentially lost a year to do this. And it's pretty important. I had a client who retired, is not taking Social Security yet. So they're in their low tax bracket. In fact, they're in a 12% tax bracket. And so, yeah.
Wow.
This is what you call bing opportunity. So I said, it's not funny, but kind of every year I go through this because I'm very, very attuned to this. And I always look at opportunities for my clients. And so I just did one the other day for $100,000 for a client.
Wow.
And we did one last year. It's really, to me, I don't want to say thrilling, but it's so nice when you start to see all of a sudden, you know, this tax-free bucket starts filling up, and that means it's all your money, 100%. And so we were able to do another one, as I said, a smaller one, $40,000, which is significant, but part of it was in the 12, part of it was in the 22, which is that, but it was the blend of the two, so they paid about 15 or 16% one time to never pay tax again. So that's just one move, Roth conversions.
Right. Well, that's a fantastic and relatively easy thing to do, right?
It's not very complicated. That's a great point, Elise, because really it's if your accounts are like at Fidelity or TD or wherever, you can do it from one account to the next internally. It can be done within a day. If they're in different places, you know, you still can do it. It's just usually it's a form. You fill out a form and say, transfer my funds from this existing IRA to the Roth. If you don't have a Roth, you can set one up in 10 minutes online at any one of these custodians. And now you've got money more and tax-free. It becomes infectious because all of a sudden, you know, without it, this isn't an end-of-year thing, but Roth contribution. So on top of the $40,000 in this case with this client, his wife is still working part-time. So guess what? They can each do $7,000 over age 50. It's another $14,000. And then next year, January 1st, Roth contributions go up to $7,500. They can do another $15,000 on top of that. So within a month's time, they've effectively positioned the $40,000 plus the $14,000 plus another $14,000, another $15,000. You know, that's $69,000 of retirement funds that will never be taxed the rest of their life.
Right, so, which is nice.
It's nice. It's very nice. That's all yours, right?
All yours. So. All right, so that was your second thing to do before the end of the year, Roth contributions.
Roth contributions is something you can do. And remember, January 1st, we're in a new year, so you can do these things. I mean, Roth contribution can go into next year, but might as well get that money in there. And then next year, you can do it again. We're familiar, and I think we've talked about this before, Elise, you know, beyond charitable giving and gifts and so on. You know, look at your accounts. It's been a tough year, right, for a lot of people. Here's an opportunity to sell positions, take the loss on that. It's called capital loss harvesting. Again, not a pleasant, but if you can take those losses and use them as a tax deduction, again, that's something you can do. So for anybody out there, you know, look at your list of stocks. See what's called an unrealized loss. Realize that loss and sell it. Then you can use it against all future capital gains plus $3,000 against your income.
Okay, so when you say realize loss, what you really say is sell those puppies, yeah. and then you've got a loss. And tell me one more time how you can use it again.
Well, any loss. So let's say whatever. Let's just an example. If you had $10,000 in losses on some positions. Now you have that to use against any gains this year as well as carry forward into future years. You can use it next year, the following year. So now you can use that against gains. In addition to that, you can use it against income. So you can use up to $3,000 a year. So next year you can deduct another $3,000 off your income taxes potentially. And so now you're reducing your tax liability, keeping more money in your pocket. So these are things we can do before the end of the year.
Yeah, which I think is incredibly, incredibly important. All right, so we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Tom, I bet you have a few more of these, right?
There's many more of them, yes.
Well, we fortunately have an entire another segment of the show to cover them. So let's do that, and let's talk about what are some of the other things that people mm-hmm. can do that will maybe lighten your tax load, set yourself up for, you know, a better tomorrow. You know, I think there's a whole bunch of these things. So, and if you want to ask Tom a question, 630-934-1855, he can go in a lot deeper than we're able to go to here on the radio. And of course, a lot more personally, because he'll be able to look at your numbers. AlphaWealthGroup.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment with more on 720 WGN. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink with Best Money Moves, and I'm here with Tom Fortino, founder and principal of Alpha Wealth Group. You can give us a call, 630-934-1855, or go to alphawealthgroup.com. Now, I hope you've had out your paper and pencil. We've been talking about things to do before the end of the year that can really help you out in terms of tax issues or, you know, future gains. So one of the things was doing a Roth conversion. You can do that. You can do your Roth contributions. There's tax loss harvesting, or also known as capital loss harvesting. All right, Tom, what's a fourth thing that somebody should really think about doing before the end of the year?
Well, it's getting a little tight, but you might want to check any type, either if you're a small business owner, or if you are participating in an employer plan. Again, these are deadlines. You have until December 31st to maximize your employer plan. And so if you have a few weeks, I mean, maybe you can try to see if they can pull as much out of the paycheck as possible before that, the end of the year. Again, it's a little tight, but the important thing is that's why I offer this list and this report, is because you can start to maybe do this next year. Do what you can this year and try to make it a habit. So in other words, 401k plans, which again, Elise, you made the comment, getting set up for next year. These are things that can put you in a position to hit the ground running next year. But 401k contributions, and we've talked about this before, right now, if you're over age 50, you can put $27,000 a year into a 401k. So, you know, if you're at $20,000 and you have a paycheck coming, it's, you can say, keep the whole thing, put it in there. You can max out your 401k next year and then get set up for next year where it's going up to $30,000 a year. And so there's these plans that we can really take advantage of. Imagine if you're doing these things, you're doing the conversions, the contributions, you're taking advantage of your employer plan. If you haven't, I have someone I'm meeting very soon, and we've met a few times, and I have a number of business owners, small business owners. You can set up, if you don't have employees, if they're, you know, contractor, you can do individual 401ks, and you can even get more into those before the end of the year. So this is another opportunity to try to get as much into those plans. But I think, too, it's kind of setting yourself up to do some things even going into next year, because you just become, we've talked about this many times, at least just getting more engaged in your plan. And that makes a difference.
You know, it's interesting. I'm sure this question is going to come up, and I'm going to ask it because I'm sure somebody else did. If you are working for a company and you have a 401k, like most of my money, you know, my retirement money is in my 401k, but I'm still working. I still own the company. I'm still actively contributing. Can I do a Roth conversion out of an existing current 401k, or do I have to wait until I'm done with that company and I roll it into an IRA?
Well, you know, that's one thing with your 401ks. If you can do what are called in-service rollovers, that means you're still in service. You have not separated service. I know we get in these terms, but it's when you think about it sometimes, like, yeah, that makes sense. But you have to ask your 401k provider, can I do in-service rollovers? In other words, while I'm still working, if they say, yes, you can, then you can, you know, move that money. And so that's an option. So it's a good question. What can I do with current funds if I don't have an IRA already outside of that? And certainly, you know, with the 401k plans, you can try to focus on some of the Roth 401k options that may be available to you there, too, in addition to any conversion. So, you know, I always like to say this is forward tax planning. It's the way to make the IRS a smaller partner in your retirement plan, and that's always a good thing. So these are moves that can make a difference.
My grandfather used to say, you know, I live in the greatest country in the world. I don't mind paying every single dollar I have to, but not a dollar more. Right?
Yeah, I think it was Arthur Godfrey that said, I'm proud to be paying taxes in the United States of America, but I could be just as proud for half as much. So along the same lines as your grandfather, right?
Yes, great minds think alike. All right. What else do you suggest people do? So we've got the Roth conversion. We've got the Roth contributions. If you're tax loss harvesting, if you're the small business owner, maybe setting up an individual 401k, if you're just kind of a solo practitioner, you can check on 401k in-service rollovers if you're still working for a company and you've got a pile of money there. Anything else?
Well, there's charitable giving, you know, for those of you that itemize. I mean, a lot of times we have things in our attic or in our garage or basement that are sitting there. Or we just, whatever it might be, it could be obviously gifts of any sort. It could be gifts of money. It could be gifts. Oh, and I just hit something. I'll talk about the RMDs in a minute. But you want to do, I mean, if you can do these charitable giving, those, again, are taxed. It's a good thing, of course, and then it's tax deductible. So we might want to consider doing, again, you have until the end of the year to do this charitable giving, which, again, is a deductible. It can be deductible on your taxes. So that's a good thing as well. I know, you know, that's something, you know, I make sure we do every year. You got to keep track of everything, and then you can do that.
I was just going to say, not everybody itemizes anymore because the itemization, the standard deduction is enormous.
That is true.
It's like 20, I think something like, and I'm not looking at the exact number, but it almost 90% of people are now just taking standard deduction. So if you are on the borderline, this is something that could push you over, and you may want to take a look at that very Absolutely. Quickly. There's also charitable trusts that mm-hmm. if you're thinking about a large amount of money, that's going to take some planning. You may not have enough time in the next 3 weeks. But again, thinking tax forward for next year.
Yeah, and as I said, these are things that we can incorporate. I think this is one of the areas that is often overlooked in our planning because it's not, it can be difficult and a little overwhelming. But certainly once we start doing it and you see this isn't so tough, it really does make a difference. I would say in the Roth conversions too, even if you did a little bit, you know, it's kind of that dip in the toe in the water thing and say, okay, I'm going to do 5,000 or 10. You get used to it and then you're comfortable and you say, okay, I can do this. And then maybe you do a little more. The tax brackets right now are historically relatively low. You know, they're set right. to sunset in a few years. So again, there's some more urgency here to do that. One other thing I just want to mention before I forget is required distributions. If you're over, if you're 72 or over, or if you've inherited an IRA prior to 2019, you need to take a required distribution. That is a 50% penalty if you don't take that. So that's kind of important. You know,
yeah.
We want to be sure we do that.
Right. And if you don't need that money to live on or anything else, which you probably don't since you forgot about it this year, this is the perfect cash to put right into your Roth if you're entitled
exactly.
to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
We're
double.
I agree. It's the same with selling the stock. We talked about realizing the loss that now you can use against future taxes. In addition to that, you can take the proceeds and use it for a Roth contribution, and that money grows tax-free. So.
So
all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff. So in past years, like I'm talking 10, 15 years ago, I would talk about making an extra mortgage payment before mm-hmm. the end of the year, and then you'd be able to write off that interest. But, you know, we're all limited now to the amount, you know, basically of state and local taxes, the SALT amendment that came out.
Mm-hmm.
It was an amendment, bill, whatever, law. Anyway, so I haven't recommended it. Also, interest rates have been so low that making an extra payment didn't make any sense. We've got a 2.5% mortgage. You should not be paying that thing off. And of course, now that mortgage interest rates are much higher, this could make some sense going forward for people, right? Or not?
Oh, to pay...
To prepay a mortgage payment. Is that just off the table now forever?
Well, I wouldn't say it's off the table forever. You know, it comes back to that. I'm sure you get come up with this a lot, Lisa. It's a tough question because I've had that before. Should I pay it off? Just from the standpoint of, you know, do I want to have no more debt? Do I want to get that mortgage paid off? And that's a tough one because I think there's a emotional piece to that. And then there's also a financial piece, right? You can run numbers and say, yeah, you know, from a numbers standpoint, you want to keep that mortgage. It's really not costing you with cash flow and so on. But then you can say, look, if that's been your goal and it's going to make you feel really good, there's never, I don't know if there's ever, you can criticize paying debt off.
Yeah,
right?
No, I don't. I would not personally, because that's how yeah. I feel about it. But all right, we just have a minute left. Anything else quickly?
Well, certainly getting set up for next year. All of this really gets back to, you know, maybe rebalancing. You may be 1 year closer to retirement. Hey, it's time to maybe revisit your portfolio. I may need to rebalance going into next year. Just revisiting your overall plan, is in a sense, I would say is a good idea. And then taking a look at getting ready to go into next year, the 401ks we talked about, you know, getting the right contributions, any of those, all of those things. And that's why this end of your planning report, I wanted to make available to anybody who wants it. I think it's helpful because you can sit down and go through it all.
No, I absolutely agree. I think that's incredibly important and helpful. And if you would like your copy of it, give Tom a call, 630-934-1855, or you can leave him a message at alphawealthgroup.com and specifically request the year-end planning report. All right, Tom. Well, once again, we're out of time. And by next week, we're going to be right in the middle of December. So it's hard to believe.
It is amazing how time just keeps
just rolling along
2023,
here.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner. All right. Listen, everybody, thanks so much for listening to This Week in Wealth. We hope you have a great week. Don't forget to take a look at some of our past episodes up at WGNradio.com. I'm Elise Kling. Stay tuned. There's more coming up next on 720 WGN.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.